I greet you all in the precious name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I trust he is also your Lord and Savior. I'd like to just speak briefly. The last few days, I've been looking at details, little details that we can miss in Scripture, little details that I do think every account that is written in Scripture is there for a reason, because it is God's inspired word. And today I'd like to look at Luke 23, verse 48. Here, Christ has just been crucified, and he has just died. In verse 46, and then Jesus had cried with a loud voice, and Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having thus said, he gave up the ghost. So here, Christ just died. And then, 47, now when the centurion saw that what was done, he glorified God, saying, certainly, this was a righteous man. Now, here's an interesting thing. The centurion was a military man, and all of a sudden he's seeing, wait a minute, this was a righteous man. And I don't know if y'all were listening in to, I think it was the day that I shared on the hour of darkness, how God said that it is now an hour of darkness. That was in 22:53, when I, actually it was Christ that said, when I was daily with you in the temple, you stretched forth no hand against me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness. And I think that power of darkness was upon the land during that crucifixion, and there was a lot of confusion. Darkness usually brings confusion if we walk in darkness, but if we walk in darkness, confusion comes into our life, and we do things that we never thought we would. Or maybe we go along with things that we know are wrong, but we're curious what the outcome is. But here in verse 48, excuse me, I'm struggling with a bit of a cold here. And all the people that came together to that site, let me find this here. Okay. And all the people that came together to that site, beholding the things which were done, smote their breast and returned. And all his acquaintances and the women that followed him from Galilee stood afar off, beholding these things. So here we see two different groups of people. In verse 48, we see all the people that came together to that site, beholding things which were done. There was a group of people that were watching out of people that were glad to see it happen, and they were part of it. And then there was the second group, which was his followers. But you notice here in verse 48, it says they smote their breast and returned. The smiting of the breast indicates when there's agony, when there is a misery. And I do believe that's what happened with the group that crucified Christ. You know, I think there was many that in the end, they just thought Christ, after all the miracles he performed, somehow he would perform another miracle. Somehow he would get off the cross and he would show himself strong. And I think they kind of went along with the crucifixion. They were curious what was going to happen. They maybe kind of mocked him just to see if he would how he would respond. But suddenly they realized Jesus Christ has died. He was Lord and Savior, and you can see the misery that comes over them. They smite their breast and they go home. It was a symbol of just despair. We read that in the man where the man that prayed, where he smote his breast, and he said, I can't think of the words now, about how he was a sinner And Christ said, that man is justified. Versus the other man, he lifted himself up and told the Lord how he prays and fasts. But the other man was a sinner, and he knew it, and he just smote his breast. So I think that is something that we can, that is a detail that we can look at and just, again, get a little bit of a glimpse of the miserableness that the people felt when Jesus Christ was crucified. I think it's kind of like sometimes I know when I was young, I would fall into sin. I knew it was wrong, and I just didn't think it would end up going where it did. And you know, you were maybe you were intoxicated, or I know at times I was, and you know, I did things that I knew were wrong, but I didn't think it was that big of a deal. And all of a sudden, in the end, you come to grips and you realize what you did and you realize what you said, and you're just, after it happens, you just can't believe you went there. You just can't believe you did that. And I think that's what was happening there at the crucifixion. So, Lord bless you as you consider these thoughts, and just that I would pray that we all would walk in the Spirit of God and not in darkness, so that the Holy Spirit can guide us, and we can we don't have to walk in that confusion like they were walking during that time. So God bless your day.